Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it. Bob Shannon behind the hits. Love Otis, you got it, baby. Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds, or should I call them the 007 Sounds, as we're looking at secret agents and spies today in honor of the brand new James Bond Casino Royale movie that's coming out. That leads us to Danger Man. Raise your hand if you remember this one. Created by Ralph Smart, sort of like James Bond without the guns or the girls, but Patrick McGoohan was Danger Man, and Lou Grade commissioned the show for ATV. Patrick McGoohan, already well known for various TV and film appearances and for winning Best Stage Actor Awards two separate times. The show came to America where the name was changed to Secret Agent Man, and Johnny Rivers had the hit theme song from that TV show. VIP.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret. That you find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret.
Shannon behind the hits on VIP Radio with Johnny Rivers, a go-go. So we said Patrick McGoohan played Danger Man, the secret agent, on television, and some say, yes, they gave him a number and took away his name, because many think that John Drake, the character from Danger Man, became known as Number 6, the prisoner. One of the most creative and innovative television shows of the 60s and a cult favorite to today. The Prisoner, filmed in The Village, which is really Port Marion in Wales. And we've spoken to one of the best authorities and authoress of a book that's a walking tour of The Village in Port Marion. Her name is Kathy Namath Furmerman. And we went to Kathy to get a little bit of information about The Prisoner, especially what her favorite episode was.
Information. Well, it's hard. I can't single one out. It's so hard to decide. Patrick McGoohan's vision was pretty special. I like Arrival because that's where we first see the village. We're introduced to it. I like Checkmate. That makes a lot of use of the village scenery as well. I like Dance of the Dead, and that's very Halloween-like. I like that because it features a Welsh cat and a London stunt double cat. And also, if you think about it, if you close your eyes, go back into the episode, there's a beautiful Twilight Estuary scene in it. That's just sheer poetry. But one of my all-time favorite episodes, though, is Free for All. That's where number six runs for the office of number two.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That was great. Okay.
Yeah, there's this killer speedboat and helicopter chase scene in it. It's got some really good music, and there's plenty of action. And even Mother Nature conjures up some really threatening clouds over the estuaries it's taking place.
You have this walking tour book. It's fabulous, about the prisoner. If anybody's going to the village, which is Port Marion in Wales.
The title is On the Trail of the Prisoner, A Walking Guide to Port Marion's Prisoner Sites. The book was created to be a self-guided tour around the places we see in the prisoner in Port Marion. And it happened because during my visit to Port Marion, I've often heard people ask me about the various locations in the show. You know, they go into the prisoner shop and they say, well, where's the stone boat? And where's the lawn where they played human chess on the gigantic chessboard, if you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people were just casual watchers of the show from years before, and yet it's made enough of an impression on them that years later they come to the village, to Port Marion, and they want to see these sites. And prior to this, there was no book, there was no guided tour that they could do by themselves. There might have been some informal ones, but this is the one that you were able to pick up and just follow at your own speed. And even if you're not in Port Marion, On the Trail of the Prisoner is a good armchair traveler book, because it's full of photos of Port Marion and it's got plenty of interesting facts that'll keep you entertained.
And where can we get it?
www.prizbiz.com. PRIZBIZ.com.
Good seeing you.
Kathy Namath Furmerman, thank you for dropping by. Now, here's the soul man who indeed was a prisoner of love. I'm talking.